have him look at your
teeth.
Okay, and if you have one that's bad, he says, well, I'm going to have to pull that
tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth are the, this part, you know.
Gums.
Okay. And the inside of your hand is your
palm of your hand.
And if you double it up, it's a
fist.
And if you got two of them, they're
two fists.
Okay. How would you say two of them, two?
Two, you can say two fists.
Okay.
Or one, either one, you can.
And any place where your bend is called a, you say
this is called elbow.
Uh-huh. And
this
you,
is your knees.
Right. And any place where bones come together, maybe you say as well, I've got getting kind of stiff in my
hips.
But what about the word that means all of those places? You know, like the hips and this, and you say the joints.
Joints.
Okay.
Because I'm in that shape this morning.
Yeah. And the upper part of a man's body is his. You might say he's got a broad
shoulder.
Okay, and the front of it here is his
small.
But you might say this is his
chest.
Okay, and this back here is his
shoulder.
And two of them are his
shoulders.
Okay, how's that?
Shoulders.
Okay. And they used to measure the height of a horse. They didn't say the horse is so many feet high, but so many
feet.
They used this, I believe. Did you ever hear them talk about the height of a horse and say so many?
Well, when you're driving.
No, I was just talking about the measurement. But this whole thing is your
hand.
Okay, and two
hands.
And if this whole part of your body is your.
This is your thighs here.
Okay.
And this is your legs, what you call legs here. Ain't it?
Okay. And then down at the bottom are your
toes.
And your two of them are?
What?
You wear your shoes on your
foot.
Okay. Two
feet.
Okay. And what about if you hurt yourself right here? Have you ever heard that called anything?
Yeah, I got it now.
What would you say?
Born fresh yesterday. Because that's what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. If you bump yourself right there, you say, ooh, I hit myself on my shin.
Yeah, that's where I hit yesterday with a rock.
You sure did. Okay. And what about the back part of your thighs? Like if you're working in the flowers and you're pulling weeds, you might say, well, I had to
bend over.
Okay. Would you say squat down or hunker down?
Squat down. I bend over. I just bend over.
Okay. If somebody has been sick a while, and he's up and around now, you might say, well, he still looks a little bit
droopy.
Okay. What about if any other words for that?
Pale.
Okay. And
you're going to get through with me today?
I'll quit whenever you get tired. Are you getting tired?
No, I can make it a little while.
Okay, we'll do a little.
I get dizzy.
Sure, well, I don't
think you have to come back.
No, that's no problem at all.
You've got to see somebody else.
Uh-huh. That's all right, no problem. If a person can lift heavy weights, you might say, my, he is really a okay. And if someone is easy to get along with, is always pleasant, you might say, she's such a
nice, sweet person.
Okay. And if someone is always just happy, you might say, she's always
happy.
Okay. And if somebody who's always stumbling and falling, you know, like a teenage boy, you might say, well, he is just always so
clumsy.
Okay. And if somebody keeps doing things that just don't make any sense at all, you might say, he's a plain
hard-headed.
Okay. Any other words for that? Would you ever say a fool?
Won't listen at you.
Okay.
I'm crazy.
Okay.